Welcome to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. On this episode, we're talking to Jonathan Cain of Journey. He was also in The Babies in 1979 and a member of Bad English. He has had a prolific solo career. He has co-written some of Journey's biggest hits, Faithfully, Who's Crying Now, Open Arms, and Don't Stop Believin'. And he was also inducted with Journey into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2017. Here is Jonathan Cain.
Jackie.
Hey, Jonathan. Good morning. Christmas is Love, 5-song EP, available on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and all major digital platforms. I think it's beautiful and something, boy, do we need it right now.
Yeah, the Lord put it on my heart to get it out there, and I had a couple of days off on the Journey tour. I was able to sneak into Nashville and get it done. I think everybody did a terrific job. I was lucky enough to get the background singers from Tim McGraw's band.
Oh, wow.
They just knocked it out of the park. I'm so happy with the harmonies and stuff. Really great work.
I can tell that God really had a hand in it because it's certainly an ethereal feel, and there's just a lot of love in it and a whole lot of comfort.
Thank you. I tried to make it upbeat and positive and yet reverent. You know, to me, it's all about lifting up the Savior and recognizing the impact that Christmas had on our salvation and our souls and just the coming of Jesus. And what hit me was that the greatest love is Father's Son. When you think about God giving his only Son and dropping him into the darkest of all times and giving him Mary and Joseph, making sure that everything went right. It was just a remarkable time that I like to frame it over and over again through a new lens, you know, and just remind people of the many miracles that we have to be thankful for.
Well, and I think that's the eternal word. It's like, you know, seeing that mirror in a mirror in a mirror. There is always something to learn, and there's always something new, even though we may have read it thousands of times. I've never seen it that way. And that's kind of what
right. This
5-song EP does. It opens, I guess, some new perspective on some things that, especially this time of year, we've heard over and over, but maybe a curtain's pulled back and we can see a little bit more clearly.
Well, exactly. And we seem to take it for granted, you know, the sacrifice that was Jesus Christ. And, you know, I think in the end, I just want to be that reminder, you know, to have a gratitude in your heart. Use the season to really find an intimate relationship. It's never too late,
right,
you know, to talk to God and get back there. And I personally, I married a preacher, you know, and she put my nose right back in the Bible. And I went, wow. Yeah, what a wonderful, wonderful word this is. And when I read the Bible, I hear music now. So
MO
is just basically putting scripture back into worship. And it's always fun to try to, you know, reinvent it in a musical way.
You're certainly an excellent steward over the gifts that God has given you. We talk about the love of our Heavenly Father, and a lot of times people don't believe that or they're afraid of that because of their relationship with their father here on earth. But you had a wonderful example in your dad and his advice to you to don't stop believing over and over. And that led to the song, talk about God being in it, the most downloaded song of the 20th century with over a billion streams just on Spotify.
No, it's remarkable what that song has done. And, you know, my father, with his encouragement, I challenge all fathers out there listening, you know, to find the gift that your child has and encourage it, nurture it, be his vision, her vision keeper. I consider my dad a vision keeper for me. And when times got tough, his advice was, don't stop believing, John. You know, so
that is
I didn't. And when he passed in 87, I heard from God and I was mourning. I how am I going to do this? I was praying to him and he said, it's always been me, John. You know, through your father, you've always tried to please me. I've been the one, you know, and I guess that really shifted me and made me feel how blessed I was and time for me to give something back to the Lord. In 2017, I created Unsung Noel, which was my first Christmas offering and got on the long list for Grammy nominee with that record. I thought it did really well. And so this was kind of a continuation of Unsung Noel, Christmas is Love. And these songs will fit well in the live show that I'm performing at a church.
Awesome.
It's always great to take the stuff out and play it live, you know?
Heck yeah.
So looking forward to that.
I was on a praise and worship team, but I can't say that Jonathan Cain was our worship leader like your church can.
Well, you know, I just really enjoy working with the team and encouraging them. And, you know, when I'm gone, of course, you know, I watch them online and give them pointers and they help me, they inspire me. And it's just a blessing. When I'm not on the road, I have a home to continue. Of course, I play piano behind Paula as she preaches. I'm a blessed man. I have a very full musical schedule.
Yes, you do. I want to talk just real quickly. I know we don't have a lot of time. Your father really inspired your life, and something that really caused your life to take a turn. I know a lot of us have something that happened in our childhood that takes some of our innocence. And for you, it was surviving the school fire.
That's right. We, 1958, in fact, December 1st, commemorative of Our Lady of the Angels school fire, where 92 children and 3 nuns perished that day. You know, rocked our worlds right before my eyes. I watched it. Took a lot out of me. I felt a little bit abandoned. You know, Jesus, where are you? Mm-hmm. Are you there? I can only turn to the Bible and look at the shortest passage in the scripture. It's called Jesus Wept. That's two words. And now when I look at that, I know he was with us, and he, with an umbrella of grace, surrounded all of us that were there that day, that lived to this day. You know, I know my question was answered. You know, Jesus wept. I found that. It was like, there it is. You know,
yeah.
Jesus does grieve, you know.
Yes, he does.
The human part of who Jesus was. And you know what? Sometimes great change requires great sacrifice. And mm-hmm. so those kids changed fire safety around the world for schools. All sprinkler systems, everything, all the things that went wrong in our school are now implemented internationally. Fire safety standards have been put into place. So those souls had a lot to do with the change that would never happen again.
Well, and that's a perfect example of God taking something so horrible and working it for good.
That's right.
In your Anchored podcast, you talk about what your life on the road is so unanchored. Are you going to continue that podcast? I know that was probably a lockdown thing because most of them are from 2020.
I want to, actually. I've got one in my head I'd like to do about Christmas. And a lot of people don't really know the Christmas story, the way, you know, we celebrate Christmas, we take it for granted. But, mm-hmm. you know, back in the day, it was banned here in the colonial days, with the Church of England banned Christmas for 7 years. We're not allowed to partake in any kind of celebration of Christmas at all. It wasn't until Charles Dickens came along with the Christmas Carol that took the world by storm that Christmas became fashionable again. Like, well, let's take another look at Christmas. Church eased up their rules on it. I think Charles Dickens personally saved Christmas. He saved the idea of a tree and gift giving. And
I had no idea.
You've got to go back to Constantine III, who had these pagans and Christians all wanting something. And he said, you know, you guys want your Saturnalia feast, and you guys want your celebrate Jesus' birth. Why don't we do them all in one day? You know, he was the one that decided to make the pagan part of Saturnalia and put Jesus in there and then put it all in one package, you know, make mm-hmm. everybody happy. So what we really have there is, you know, the combination of the harvest feast of the Romans and the birth of Christ. I guess it got pretty wild back in the Roman days. they did changing places, and so it was almost the prince and paupers. The rich people had a mock king. They found some poor people to run the town for a couple of weeks or so, and then they just had a big crazy party.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it got out of hand, I'm sure, you know. So Constantine said, we got to tone this down a little bit. We're gonna put the birth of Jesus right in there, tuck it in there, you know, because Jesus, according to the Bible, was really born in April, in the spring. It's okay. What I like to make sure is we're not just ritualizing Christmas.
Right.
We have to magnify, really examine ourselves. Christmas is a time to examine our relationship with our Maker. Really find, it's a time for gratitude in our hearts for our salvation, for everything that the Holy Father gave to us through Jesus.
Now, I am going to ask you real quick, are you going to be touring with Journey next year?
Yes, sir. I'll be out there. We're scheduled to start in Virginia. And we're going all the way to the West Coast. We ended up, you know, in the West Coast. I think we play Austin this year in Texas. That's the only Texas state that I see on our schedule. But you can go to our website.
Okay.
Journey Music. You can see our concert dates there.
Yeah, I talked to David Page with Toto, and he had mentioned that they might be touring with you and maybe coming to Corpus. So we'll keep an eye on those schedules. And it is the 5-song EP available at iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and all major digital platforms. It is Christmas is Love. Jonathan Cain, this has been amazing getting to talk to you. Merry Christmas, and thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, Jackie. God bless.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I would appreciate it so much if you would like, subscribe, leave me a review, and feel free to share.